Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Double Cleanse podcast. Live. So we wanted to film our podcast because people have been asking for it.
They have.
First of all. But also, I don't know why else. Why did we want to film our podcast for?
For attention.
For attention.
I think
it's a nice way. A lot of people don't actually use like podcast apps and things like that. So I'm like, let's give you one and then see if you like it. And then you can go and listen on the podcast app.
Yeah, then you can listen to it again.
So if you are listening on the podcast app, you're not really missing anything if you're not watching the video. It's still just going to be the audio from this video.
Yeah.
Unless you just want to look at our faces for some reason.
Yeah.
How's your week been?
James, I'm trying to think. Yeah, it's been exhausting this week.
Why?
Emotionally exhausting. I feel like social media, I feel like everyone's, I always see these statuses, right, where someone's like, I'm cleansing myself this week from social media. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
But I actually think, oh my fucking God, sometimes you have to.
You know what it is? It's Twitter for me.
It's Twitter for me too.
I cannot stand Twitter. Sorry, I need to remember we're being filmed and not in. Yeah, Twitter for me just seems so, like, everyone's got something to say about everything, including myself.
And then I'm like, I see people commenting on something, and I'm like, so I don't really know how to use Twitter that well. So I'm like...
So easy.
No, it's not. There's, like, threads and things, and threads within threads. Mm. And then there's people that don't follow me arguing with people who follow me. I'm like, oh my God, all I did was, like, post a picture of, like, a cucumber. And now everyone's arguing.
Yeah, I know.
It's really...
It's like the new Tumblr. Like, everyone's got something to say about their own personal opinion. Their own personal opinion is right, and all this. It's just a bit too much.
Yeah, it's a strange situation. So I do think this week I'm going to take it easy. I'm going to post like normal, like I usually do, but I'm not going to post anything that's my opinion. Because I feel like, I don't know, it's just exhausting sometimes.
It is exhausting. I feel like 2020, 2K20, there's so much going on.
Mm.
Everyone's out. Like, everyone's so frustrated, obviously, because of coronavirus and lockdown, then obviously the Black Lives Matter movement.
Yeah.
Which I feel like, you know, people are using their frustration in very good places and, you know, able to make a change because of it. But then I also feel like a lot of people's frustration is just directed at anything and everything and anything at the moment.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a year of change.
It is a year of change. But that's been my week.
Mine's been fine. Yeah, I've got nothing to say really other than that.
I'm sorry about that.
No, that's fine. I should have brought over, like, usually we do like what you love in skincare and what you love in makeup.
Oh, mine's over there.
Okay, don't worry about it. We can put up product shots.
Yeah, good idea.
So what have you been loving?
So I recently, just yesterday actually, posted a video to my channel about the new ELF Retro Paradise collection.
You mean ELF?
I mean ELF, which somebody told us is eyes, lips, face. Like, how obvious,
and we didn't even...
But the priming oil, I never in my life thought I would use
is
oil.
Is that it there?
Yeah.
We'll put it here for this.
It's so good. I know this isn't a thing, but because I'm oily, you know me, if I'm doing my makeup, I stick to oily skin, mattify everything. I use my oils in the evening, I use my oils in the morning, sometimes, whatever. As a primer, I would never, but that was so incredible.
It doesn't make sense to me.
It was really quickly absorbed, and I kind of... It's this thing where people are like, oh, it's a dry oil. And I'm like, what? What?
Do you mean?
But it was really nice, really sunk to the skin. My skin was like plump.
Mm.
It just felt really, really nice on my skin and comfortable. It wasn't intrusive. It wasn't like greasy. It didn't leave a layer on my skin. Mm. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
How about you? What are you beloved?
You know what? We've just done a video with Yes Style where they asked us to pick our like top... I just got like coffee water on my eye.
Is that from my straw?
No, that's from my actual cup. Sorry if you can hear our coffee.
We're keeping hydrated.
Yeah, hydrated. They asked us to pick like our top 14 K-beauty products or J-beauty products to celebrate their 14th anniversary. And it's really...
Sorry, I was looking at a camera over there. We have loads of cameras.
Oh yeah, we've got like... Keep an eye on your one there, Ruben.
Yeah, I will. Sorry.
And it reminded me of all the products I actually really used to love. And one of them is the COSRX... Blackhead Power Liquid. So it's BHA.
In the spray.
It's in like a little pump.
Yeah.
Um, So it's oh, what is it? I can't remember now. It might be like 4% BHA, but it's betaine salicylate, which means it's almost like half as a rough guideline of actual salicylic acid.
So it's not like...
Okay, so it sounds like aliens were outside.
There
again.
Were aliens, sorry.
So, sorry,
I was asking this. So it's not as harsh?
Yeah, it's like a gentler version. So your betaine is like a more moisturising kind of like little thingy. So it's a really good starter BHA. Because I've been using BHA for so long, I've been using this every single day.
Oh.
And I do feel like my nose especially looks a lot less a lot less porous. Yeah, it's just really, really nice. I just forgot about it.
I found that with the, which I keep, I find it so difficult to get something new in your routine and then remember to keep using it. That Paula's Choice
especially,
one.
Especially, oh, the BHA.
Amazing. Mm. Started to see like a change in my nose and then it's suddenly so I was like, I maybe went 2 nights without a skincare routine and everything just stopped.
What do you mean without a skincare routine? But you wear makeup nearly every day when you film.
Yeah, I took that off.
With what?
Cleanser. I double cleansed.
So you did a... You cleansed...
Yeah, but I didn't do anything else.
I mean, like that's fine. You don't do it all the time.
But you won't see results.
Well, this is the thing with, like, when you review products is that you have to move on to the next thing.
Yeah, true.
So, like, even when you found, like, I had a routine a year ago that was perfect and worked really, really well for me. I still use it as, like, my base when I'm using, like, trying to introduce new products. But you forget you have these favourites because, like, a year ago I used that BHA thing. So I forgot about it and I forgot how much I loved it. So now I'm going to go back to it. But it's boring. Some people are like, you use so many products. Like, how? Why don't you just stick to what works for you? It's like, imagine if my YouTube channel was full of just the same four
this
products.
This month's favourites, the same that you used last
year. Yeah. This month's hits. All the same stuff. I have a surprise for you.
I know you do, and I can't wait.
Yeah, so if you listen to our last podcast, you know we were talking about jelly shoes. Yeah, and adult men's jelly shoes. You're going to hear a lot of rustling now. So I couldn't find them.
Oh.
But I got something even better. Oh. What else did we talk about in that podcast?
I can't remember what we talked about. We talked too much.
Hang on, don't look. Open your eyes. Show everyone.
Let me touch them.
Let's get rid of the wrestling.
Okay, let me get this. Are they actually brand Crocs?
I bought us our very own Crocs. As you can see, mine are very well worn. I've been wearing them all week.
Where?
I absolutely
love
them.
Where have you been wearing them?
At home, in my own comfort. But I also got hundreds of these little...
I know exactly what
little
they
are. Little clip-on things that you put on your Crocs. So I thought, whilst we do this podcast, we can decorate our own Crocs.
Okay.
And show them at the end of the video. So if you are listening on the podcast, you can come over to YouTube and see what our Crocs look like at the end of the day. And then I have these very special ones.
Size 11.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's like European size.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I have these really special ones that say, friends forever. And I thought, I can have one and you can have one. And we can wear them when we come to each other's houses.
Okay.
So we can leave that till last. But look, there's, like, you've got unofficial Disney, like, little things in here. You've got, like, unofficial, like, everything in here. So I thought, okay, if I just empty them on the table.
Listen, it's not that I don't appreciate the gift, because I'm sure they're very comfortable.
Yeah.
Hang on, I'm about to
that's
wrestle.
That's all I have to say. Oh, that's all you have to say. You're actually going to end up really enjoying
what
we have. So, like, look, you can't say the brand name because it's not them, but Bonjour Kitten, Jiggery Scruff, Brown Bear.
Funny Disney Snowman.
Michael Mouse.
Oh, I'll take that one.
See, isn't this cute?
This is cute. So, okay. I mean, I guess let's do it.
Let's do it. So what are we doing today?
So we are going to talk about, it kind of ties in with a little bit of everything. I have some questions for you, true and falses, And you have some trues and falses for me.
Yeah.
Trues and falses. And we're just going to see how well we know each other's niche or
yes,
niche.
Yes, it's a cosmetic quiz.
Mm-hmm. And we asked you on... Where's my phone? Oh, where's my phone?
Oh, Christ.
I thought it was
you
under
can't
my
stand
Crocs.
Up because, oh, it was. I did.
Oh, it's here. It's
okay.
Here. Wow. I'm over the moon.
It was under my Crocs.
Now I can work in any kitchen. Let's have a look. So we asked you on...
I'm just going to get my second coffee. I feel like we're making a lot of noise in front of the microphone.
Yeah.
It works for a video, but not a podcast. So sorry, podcast guys.
So we asked you all, what are some of the like weirdest makeup myths or like mother's tales that you've been told about makeup or skincare? Things like that. Should we have a little look through?
Let's have a look through. We're going to say names this time.
Yeah. We have Lisa said, I had an aunt who put talcum powder on her eyelashes and said it helps to curl the eyelash.
I don't think there's any reason why that would work.
I don't. There's a thing that people do where they use like a clear powder to build up like depth and length onto their lashes, almost like an eye primer, like an eyelash
primer. Does that work? Because you do like a white and then you do like a black?
It works as a primer, but lash primers are formulated in a way that's going to build onto the lash. And they're slightly... Hydrating is the wrong word, but like nourishing, I guess. Whereas a powder is going to give you exactly what powder is. It's that clumpy, pasty kind of thing. It's not going to look very nice at all. Like, oh, not, God, not
really,
one bit.
Yeah, I'm really knocking the
yeah,
microphone.
I'm really getting
maybe pick up your
well.
Croc.
Yeah.
Pick up your Crocs.
Yeah, so I've seen people do it as well. It's like one of those really common like makeup hacks, and then they do that, and it's not the best technique.
Like
I
a
would
five
say.
5 minute craft hack,
but worse quality if it's possible.
Yeah, there is something to be said though for like mother's tales and tradition, like things like I don't like turmeric and lemon masks like together on like turmeric on its own is probably fine, but there's something to say about experience over science. Do you know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
Antidotal antidote. Let's just finish this podcast here. Antidotal evidence, whatever it's called. There is something to be said for it.
Yeah. I think, and things with like mother tales, whether it be about skin or makeup or just in general, it comes from like people trying to get their kids to look after themselves in the right way. So it's not the most sound advice, but.
It's advice.
But listen to your mothers anyway.
Yeah.
What else have we got? Swimming in the ocean is good for your acne. Salt water will kill it.
It just dries you out, which is what a lot of like spot treatments do as well.
I was gonna say, isn't that what they do? Like, it's just there to dry out your
skin. It's literally drying, which for us, for example, isn't great because we're very, very prone to post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation. So any kind of dryness of my skin is gonna then leave me with a dark spot, which isn't worth it in the long run. Yeah. I'd rather just, and the same sun as well. Like all it's doing is drying it out. But that's one thing that like, we always, whenever we go on holiday, we're like, oh, can't wait to get into the sea and because it'll be good for us.
Dry out, make my skin nice and tight.
Or like a Peppa Pig.
Oh.
Have I told you the story about when I met the creator of Peppa Pig?
No.
So I used to work in Top Man Personal Shopping. Yeah. It was like a VIP suite where people with money would come in and we shop for them and do redo their wardrobe and celebrities and then famous people that you wouldn't really know, like a writer who you wouldn't recognise.
Sure.
And I was with this, like, sorting out this man's wardrobe and we were getting along really, really well. And then we went to pay. I was like, oh, okay, so what do you do? And because for some reason I hadn't asked him. He was like, oh, you know Peppa Pig? And I was like, oh, that's the little pig that looks like a penis, isn't it?
Oh, no.
And he was like, yeah. So I created that. I was like, but it's a great program. Like, it's a great program. It's really, really good for kids. I was like, my cousin loves it. I don't know if my cousin loves
it. She's not good for kids. She's a really bad influence. She's awful.
She's rude.
She's rude. She's arrogant.
She's so arrogant.
She's misunderstood.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I was about to add on to that. Like, I had an experience also with the creator of Peppa Pig, but I don't.
He was like the producer or create something. I don't know. That kind
of. I think that's a lot of people say about going out in the sun as well with acne is meant to help it.
Yeah, and there's another thing that like people get like a base tan before they go on holiday. It's completely different, but people get and it doesn't do anything because people like it protects your skin from further tanning. I think it's something like, don't quote me on this, but getting a base tan, going on a sunbed before you go on holiday is the equivalent of having like a factor 2 sunscreen on. Like, it doesn't do a lot. There's no point.
It's protecting yourself from something, but using that thing you're protecting yourself from.
To protect yourself.
Does not make sense to me.
Doesn't make sense.
Once my brother had a wart on his hand and my dad told him to hide a rock outside in a paper bag and that will make it go away.
Can you imagine? Oh, God. Did it work?
Yeah.
So I want to know.
I mean, what, the elves come and take it away?
You'd never know.
Applying coconut oil on your face removes makeup.
It does.
However, it's not... you don't do it.
Basically.
it removes makeup because it's an oil and oil breaks down makeup.
Mm.
But it's not formulated... Well, it's not formulated because it's like, I guess, a natural thing. But it needs to be... I don't know how to explain it.
Listen, stop. I don't think it's even a cost-effective option either.
And it's people trying to do, like, the natural way of doing things. And it's like, well...
I feel sorry for all these poor chemists who put so much... Cosmetic chemists who put so much time into making these amazing products. And people are like, you're killing yourself using them.
Yeah, stop using coconut... No, stop using actual cleansers.
Yeah.
I feel like coconut... And coconut... oil is expensive.
It is. If you go to Holland and Barrett and get like a pure, like, ridiculous virgin coconut,
it's really,
whatever,
really expensive. And you can actually get cleansers that are probably a little bit cheaper anyway.
Should we come back to some more of these in a minute?
Yeah.
And let's go through our questions.
Okay, you go first.
Okay, Robert.
I hope we haven't made too much noise.
We probably have.
Decorating our crocs.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. Robert, true or false?
Yes.
Oh, this actually links into a video that's going to be posted the same time as this over on my channel.
Mm.
You, true or false, you need to wear sunscreen every day and reapply every 2 hours.
I would say false.
True, kind of.
Wait, I'm true or it's true?
It's true, kind of.
Can I explain?
But you're also right, yeah.
So I feel like because if you're not going outside,
mm-hmm.
or you not, well, you can still be inside and have to wear sunscreen, but I feel like you don't have to apply it as much and as often. Like, if I was to sit in a dark room all day.
Which you do.
Which I do. There's no need to apply sunscreen however many times throughout the day.
Absolutely.
Am I right?
You're
but
right.
If you're outside or in a situation or inside in a room where you're right in front of a window, then you would have to... apply.
Correct.
Liberally.
Yeah. Liberally. This is the thing, and a lot of people say it because it's on the back of the instructions.
Yeah.
Instructions of your sunscreen. It will say to reapply every... Sorry, we keep checking all the cameras.
Yeah.
It will say to reapply every 2 hours. They always presume you're outside.
Doing outside activities
yeah. Which we are not fond of. Absolutely in not. General. So yeah, it completely depends. We talk about this more on my video over on my channel.
Come see.
Do you want another one?
Yeah, go on.
How are your crocs coming along?
I have two different themes.
Okay, we'll discuss it later.
Okay.
Sure. Are you having a good time?
Yes, I am.
Thank you.
There's much stuff I could with crocs.
So here's one I get asked a lot. Your skin gets used to products over time. True or false?
I don't know. See, here's the thing. I would be like, oh my God, yeah, it does feel like that. And I remember I've said before, it feels like your skin can get immune to things and it stops working.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know if that's true or false. Or, because, I mean, doesn't our body get, like, immune to, like, you know, pharmacies? Antibiotics.
Why did you look at me like I knew what you were talking about then?
You know pharmacy. You've been to a pharmacy.
No.
Does it not get immune to... I don't know. I wouldn't know how to answer that one.
Question. Does your body get used to the health benefits of fruit and vegetables?
No.
Right. So I guess it's the same kind of thing. Your skin doesn't get used to products and stop working.
Sure.
I think where this comes from is a lot of skincare does what it can do for you.
Yeah.
So if you have a routine that works for you and you have products that work for you, 100% keep... using them for the rest of your life if you want. There is, of course, a maximum that product can do for you.
So, yeah.
For example, like when I first started using an essence, it was the niacinamide in an essence that made such a huge difference for my skin that when it stopped doing what it could do for me, I was just like, well, it's not working anymore. So I stopped using it and then my skin kind of went backwards. But if you, you know, keep using it, your skin's going to stay at a good, healthy level. But there is only certain... there is only so much that product can do for you. So I think when people think it stopped, I think people think it stopped working because they think, right, it's not doing anything now.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing as big a change I did as when I first started using it.
I guess because then it's helped already.
Yeah, it's done what it needs to do. Then obviously that's when you could go up in percentages, for example. So I'm on like a 15% niacinamide instead of like a 10%, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, no. If you've got a routine that works solidly for you, keep using it.
Yeah.
Have you got anything for me?
Yes, I do. Now, James, I know you're not that great at makeup.
Excuse me.
Or you don't really have the knowledge, should I say. But here's a question for you.
Sure.
Which I think we came across in one of our live streams, so you probably already know the answer.
Right.
You can tidy up your eye makeup with Vaseline.
No.
Why do you say no?
Because I remember you saying no.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I can't remember why.
So if you use something like Vaseline or makeup remover or a wipe, I kind of think of it like, imagine like here's your skin and then your makeup is like a layer on top.
Mm.
So if I then use something that's kind of like, there's different reasons for the different things. Vaseline is really hard to then put makeup on top of because it has...
Yeah, it's literally an occlusive layer.
Yeah, literally. So trying to put something on top of that, you're going to get this really horrible, uneven texture. Using a makeup remover to tidy it up, again, when it comes to our layers, like here's our makeup, here's our skin, here's our makeup. If you then use a makeup remover to cut this off, it doesn't then like just stop, if that makes sense.
Mm.
You'll find that you'll get like this really... almost like a dark line around the edges of where you've cut it off. One, because you're wetting the product, and two, because it's almost like the makeup remover and the oil doesn't just sit in that place. It's going to kind of travel outwards. You can wipe it off, but then what's the point in being so precise in the first place?
Yeah.
The best way to do it is with like a cotton bud or something like that, and a primer. Just a face primer. So much easier.
Oh, just a primer?
Just primer. And that's the same with fallout underneath the eye. You can just literally wipe it away.
Oh.
And you're all fixed. Okay, so...
yeah.
I'm an oily person.
Same.
So I'm just about to wear makeup.
Sure.
And because I'm so oily, I don't have to use any kind of skin prep apart from a primer.
Gross. No.
True or false?
False.
Completely false. I always say when you're priming your skin, you have to prime very specifically to your skin type. But just because you're oily, do remember as well that your natural oils are going to come through eventually throughout the day. So you need something there to kind of block it. Whether that's like... what was the question I said?
Just because you're oily, you don't have to have any skin prep. You could just use a primer.
That's it. Remember as well, but you still need to prep your skin. Makeup is going to look as good as your skin is. That's what everyone forgets. And I think we sometimes can over-prep as well. And I think when it comes to skin type... I just spat everywhere. When it comes to skin type, you have to be really, really... sure that the products you're using to prep for your makeup has to be for your skin type. I think people nowadays just buy a product that they've seen recommended.
Yeah.
Or that someone's, you know, they like has used. And it's a little bit like, but is it for you?
Yeah, we're part of that problem.
Absolutely.
Anti-aging products or wrinkle creams can erase wrinkles.
Completely false.
This is why I feel bad. You know when you go into like Boots, like a pharmacy, and you see like Olay and they're like wrinkle free something, or L'Oreal Phyto Laser
Laser point on that wrinkle cream.
That's a really good product.
Yeah.
So all anti-aging products do is temporarily plump.
Right.
So whilst we might have some long-term anti-aging benefits, we're not anti-aging, but there's no good other good term for anti-aging. Like,
Temporarily smoothing.
Smoothing. Well, that's what they are. They're temporarily plumping. This is where things like hyaluronic acid come into play, where remember to leave a space for the special ones. Hyaluronic acid is going to temporarily plump your skin, so it does give you the effect that that's what that cream is doing for you. And whilst it might have longer term benefits, it's not going to get rid of wrinkles in the long run.
Yeah. And I think that's the deal. The only thing that can really help with wrinkles permanently would be a facelift.
Facelift. Retinoids are also very, very good. Literally one of the only proven things to do it. So this is why when people are like, oh, do I need anti-aging creams? It's like, no, just make your one anti-aging product like a retinoid.
Yeah.
You know?
This is the thing. I've been doing so many people's, like, when I do people's makeup, I think something that people get really confused about when it comes to, not confused, but kind of maybe a little bit misunderstood, when it comes to makeup and skincare is what each thing does. I have so many people ask me when I'm doing their makeup, can you hide these wrinkles? Can you hide a physical bag that is like a you know, a puffy layer of skin?
Yeah.
It's like, makeup doesn't smooth out your skin.
No. If,
like, it can give the impression of smoothed out skin, but obviously skincare and surgical procedures are going to do that a lot more than makeup. You can't smooth out skin. I mean, if you could, I would like smooth out my nose with foundation, but I can't.
Build a hole.
Yeah. So I think we get told so much as well by brands that this cream's going to do this, this other cream's going to do that, that we kind of get misunderstood what we can actually achieve with
what's actually with possible.
Yeah.
Ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
Hypoallergenic products are best for sensitive skin.
Hypoallergenic products are best for no.
Why do you think that?
Hypoallergenic means you have an allergy to something, whereas sensitivity can be something different. Is that right?
That's correct, but that's not what this is. So hypoallergenic means that if you have sensitive skin,
yeah,
it's best for skin prone to sensitivity, if that makes sense.
Right.
So if you, like, say you've got eczema, you'd use a hypoallergenic product, maybe.
Okay.
Right. However, it's also false because hypoallergenic doesn't mean anything.
What?
Yes. So hypoallergenic is a non-regulated term, such as natural and organic.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
There's no system in place to check that product is what's the word, hypoallergenic. I've got a quote here from Paula's Choice. There are absolutely no accepted testing methods, ingredient restrictions, regulations, guidelines, rules, or procedures of any kind anywhere in the world for determining whether or not a product qualifies as being hypoallergenic. A company can label their product hypoallergenic for any reason whatsoever.
Oh my god, liars.
Yes, it's a marketing thing. It's one of those things that play on consumers' fear,
yeah,
of chemicals.
Yeah. Can you believe some people, some companies?
Yeah, well, the EU is really cracking down on this now.
Good.
Like, terms like non-toxic, all natural, all these misleading, fear-mongering words, the EU are coming in and saying, starting to put restrictions on it.
Yeah, that's good. I feel like, I mean, people rely so much on things like hypoallergenic and all this kind of shit.
Yeah. So your crops are just so full.
I just want to put whatever I can.
Yeah.
So here's a question.
Yeah.
That actually was inspired by somebody answering our question.
Yes.
You only need to keep... No, you don't have to worry too much about cleaning your makeup brushes as regularly if you're the only person using them.
Ooh.
And I'm going to try and have a poker face while you're thinking...
I'm going to say no, because it's still about the product that's on that brush. It's less about your skin, you having like a dirty face, and more about the product that's left on the brush.
Yeah, yeah, true. So, it's not true. So, I mean,
all of our true or falses have just been false.
Yeah, just everything's a lie.
Everything's a lie.
So you don't have to worry about doing it, say you're a professional makeup artist who has to do it after every single person. Mm. They have to be sanitized, especially now. And make sure, you know, they're all clean before the next person, next client. If it's your own brush, a powder brush, maybe use it twice before you clean it. But stuff like foundation, wet products, brushes are the perfect, most perfect breeding ground for bacteria. Same if, especially if you do things like blow on your brushes, which you shouldn't. Again,
I blow on your brushes a lot when I do your makeup.
Do you say I blow on my brushes?
I do when I do your makeup.
Oh, I was like, what? No, I don't. Damn, I are. So, yes.
The fuck is that?
It's an ice cream truck.
Oh my god. Under creepy as hell.
Yeah, it is a bit. I don't know why it comes down this early.
Yeah, what's the time?
I'm like 10.
It's 10:30 in the morning. There's an ice cream truck coming around.
Yeah, so you have to be really, really careful with your brushes. Think about the orifices that your brushes are touching. Your mouth, potentially, your eyes. Gets a little bit up your nose there if you're going in with your foundation.
Sure.
Everything needs to be cleaned. I saw this hack, right? On TikTok. People have been putting their brushes in like those protective, like delicates bags, and then throwing them in a washing machine. Can I just... Do I have a brush?
That would completely destroy them, no?
Yeah, where's a brush?
Here we go, there's a brush here.
Okay, so this brush here, for example, probably not the best idea because it's cheaper, but in your brush, it is held here with glue. Literally in there is glue. Even if you put your brush in the washing machine, even on a cold wash, most brushes, and especially most affordable brushes, aren't waterproof.
Mm.
You can still break down the glue that's inside here with water. And even if it isn't breaking down the glue, down right in here, your brush is still going right in here. Think about all that bacteria. When you're washing your brushes, you're meant to keep it up this way, nice and clean, nice and dry in this area here. Don't throw them all in a sink. Don't throw them in a washing machine. Don't throw them in a cup with oil. Do you know what I mean? I know, the things you see. Be really, really... These are your tools. These are really, really important tools in your makeup. Mm. Clean them well. Clean them properly. A lot of people ask me to do a video on cleaning brushes. I'm like, that is boring.
What is your favourite brush? That's interesting, though. Mm. As someone who's not really into like makeup at all, I want to know how to properly clean all of your equipment, like your sponges, your brushes, your puffs. What did you just
call? Sponges are something I only use myself. I never... Did you just hear my teeth tap together?
I thought it was your jaw clicking.
Oh, my teeth are going all itchy. What? Sponges are things I never use on clients. I always use them just myself. I would never have them in a kit because, yes, you can clean them, but to me, that's not a risk I want to take. But yeah, there's so many different ways. Maybe I will.
What's your favourite brush cleaner?
For an instant clean, the brush cleanser from IsoClean.
IsoClean. I bought that for my skincare brushes.
Yeah, because it sanitises everything, but it conditions the brush also. Mm. For like a regular, for a good clean, I double shampoo them. Well, first of all, I'll like sanitize them with IsoClean, and then I'll shampoo them with baby shampoo.
Cool.
And rinse that out.
Yeah.
Just so it's all sanitized, and then I'll sanitize the handles and everything as well.
Okay.
If depending on what it's made from.
Yeah.
Should we read some more from our listeners?
Yes, go on then.
All right. Says, off topic, but my husband washes his face with shampoo. Oh, hairspray to
so set many your men makeup. Do that, I swear.
Yeah. Hairspray to set your makeup. This is one that a lot of people used to do, and I think I used to do. Yeah. We didn't have setting sprays. Well, we probably did, but they were more theatrical or for when you were doing like a tattoo coverage. But I mean, it used to work. Was it good for you? No.
No. Obviously, like the stuff on that isn't meant to be on your skin. And for me, hair product, when we used to have like a fringe, hair product was probably one of the main culprits of getting breakouts on my forehead because you have all those oils from your hair products and like SLS and all this kind of stuff that, whilst isn't massively bad for your skin, it's usually in wash-away products. Right. So like when it's sat on your skin, then you're sweating and you know you're maybe not washing your hair every day and you're getting that build-up of product. You know, it's not meant, it doesn't belong on your skin.
No. Neon green hair gel.
Oh my god, remember that?
That's like a pound.
We had like UV reactive neon green hair gel, which now I want again.
Yeah.
Let's try and find that. Got to be.
Yeah.
Let's try and find that. Right, should we reveal our croc designs?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk through yours?
Yes.
Robert's just kind of gone for it.
So I filled mine up. This is my Disney themed one.
Explain as well as you can for the podcast.
So on my croc here I have Michael Mouse, smaller mouse. I can't think of a name that would be a fake name.
D-Max
Dolphy Duck, Snowy Princess, and other princesses. And I thought this dragon here, if you're familiar with Disney World, that looks like the imaginary dragon.
Your croc is very full.
Yeah, and then my other one, it's just a load of crap, really. It has an egg on it, it has a few Pokemon and a piano. And I've left a room for our special
one. For our Forever Friends one. So Dora the Explorer, who is again I think a really bad example, like she just goes off on her own.
Yeah, she does. It's dangerous.
She's what, like 2? Hi Kitten. Pink Panther. and then a Pokemon here.
Why is there a swan on it?
It's an inflatable swan.
Oh, sure.
And then my next one...
Oh, can I have that hand?
No. It's again just like, you know, pink and white. And it's really, really cute.
I think I need that. James, let me.
No. Okay, I can swap it for one of yours then.
Okay, not this one.
I want that mirror.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah, look at us playing nicely.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, God, I can't hold them.
Oh, how exciting.
Oh, wow. What a toy.
All right, let's do this.
Let's do Forever Friends.
Oh, is that just what they look like?
Yeah,
oh,
they're supposed to be gold, but they look brown.
They look like cork. I thought they were cork.
Yeah, they look like cork boards. Okay, I want the Friends one.
Okay.
And you can have the Forever, because it looks weird on its own.
Okay. Wow.
Oh. It gives a picture we can send to Mum.
Yeah, she'll be so happy.
Perfect. God, she's going to love that we've
done
that.
And you know what? Us customising crops is why people listen to this podcast.
Yeah, if you want to know more, come in.
Thank you so much for listening or watching today, whatever it is you are doing. Follow us on our Instagram, The Double Cleanse, The Double Cleanse Podcast. What else?
We ask questions every single week and we hope to get you more involved as we try and organise our podcast a bit more.
Yeah, we're trying.
But yeah, so come and follow us, come and listen. We are on all platforms that stream podcasts apart from Google.
Yeah, they don't let UK-based podcasts do anything.
Yeah, basically. So we're not allowed on there.
We're not allowed on
there. But yes, as I mentioned, if this is just for the YouTube audience, come and watch my video. We are going to talk about how to reapply sunscreen over makeup and sunscreen application. We go into quite a lot of detail, yeah. I'm noticing as I edit. Hmm. So yes, come and on over.
Come on and over.
But we do plan to do quite a few more of these videos, recording our podcast, talking to you guys. So yeah, that's it.
Yeah, don't forget to rate, review and subscribe if you are on listening to the podcast, and just subscribe and like this video if you're watching us on the YouTube.
On the videos.
The videos. Thank you so much for joining us again and we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, outro music.
Right, let's wear these out. I'll see you next time.